Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Van Halen bringing us back. One of their best songs, Jump. Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about, as I promised earlier. I want to tell you that the oldest profession is not what you think. Contrary to what you've heard, selling is the oldest profession in the world. Because in the beginning, the serpent sold Eve the apple. And you might say that she bought wholesale and then sold the apple retail to Adam, right? And as we now know, that was one expensive transaction. One characteristic that clearly separates humans from other animals identified in Genesis is our ego. And while ego can be a beneficial motivator in selling professionally, that's, if you don't have a little bit of an ego, you're probably not going to be great at selling. You're not going to have that go-getter, that stick-to-itiveness. But in order to sell successfully, not just professionally, but successfully, we must do something that's in direct conflict with our ego. We have to let someone else talk. So imagine you're on a sales call. Just think about that. You're on a call. What are you doing? Are you telling the prospects about your products, your pricing, and all that? Well, if that's what comes to mind, if that's what you're thinking about when I ask you to imagine that you're on a sales call, if the first thing you can think about is you're telling customers something, well, your career could be doomed. Of course you have to deliver your company's message. You have to know all the stuff. You have to know the pricing strategy. You have to know the delivery dates. You have to know the product model, how everything works, and the colors, and the competition, and the industry. You have to know all of that. But if you talk about your stuff before you know what the customer wants, you've put your cart dangerously before the horse. So if the goal that we seek when we're selling, and that's what we're doing. When we're selling, we're seeking gold. If the gold we seek is in the head of the prospect, why do so many salespeople spend so much time in front of so many prospects running their mouths? Well, it's that conflict thing, isn't it? Sadly, the mouth, not the ear, is the ego food of choice. The ego tool of choice. The Blasingame Mint has once again struck in a new, with a new axiom and a handy acronym to go along with it. And here's the axiom: shut up, listen, sell. And the acronym is SULS. SULS. Shut up, listen, sell. Tattoo those four letters on the palm of your hand, because that's your first job. It's to shut up, listen, sell. So here are four important steps to remember when you're practicing sales. Number one, keep them talking. Even prospects who aren't egomaniacs, even the quiet ones, like to talk about themselves. Everybody does. They like to talk about their business. Every business owner, every manager loves to talk about their business. And they like to talk, and they don't mind talking about their pain. Especially if you ask them, where's your pain? Remember, the gold you seek is in your prospect's head. You need the time to mine that gold. It takes time to mine that gold, which can only happen when the prospect is talking. When they're unloading to you, you want the prospect to unload to you, not you unload on them. Not when your prospect is talking. That's when the gold's coming out, not when you're talking. That's number one. Keep them talking. Number two, maintain eye contact. The most valuable thing your prospect can do for you is to talk about what's on their mind. And nothing stops this flow of golden information quicker than when it appears that you're not listening. And here's a gender tip, guys. Ladies, let women prospects have a keener inattention antenna than men. If you're talking to a lady decision maker and you're not paying attention, they'll pick up on that a half an hour before a guy will, and they don't like it. So pay attention to that. Maintain eye contact. And don't just act like you're paying attention. Pay attention. Remember, when they're talking, the gold is coming out of their head, because your gold is in the form of that information. Number three, concentrate. Concentrate on your prospect's every word and their expression. Don't think about what you're going to say next. And we're going to talk about a little tip, and then the number four is going to give you a tip about how to do that. But I want to remind you that every word, not just every word, but every expression is critical. So concentrate, look at them, watch what they're doing. Watch what they're doing with their face, with their body, with their hands, with their gestures, especially if they start changing. And especially if it looks like it's going, you know, in one way or the other, the wrong way or the right way. You got to concentrate, folks. That's number three. Number four, wait 3 seconds. While the prospect is talking, while they're talking to you, train yourself to wait 3 seconds after you think the prospect is finished talking before you say anything. Think about this. All right, so I've just quit talking. I'm going to wait 3 seconds. That's the span of time. If you know you're going to wait 3 seconds before you talk, you've got plenty of time then. You've got plenty of time to think about what you're going to say next. You'll become a better listener. You'll still have time to think of your next question, and you'll never commit one of the cardinal sins of selling, which is when you interrupt the prospect. If you wait 3 seconds, if they're not through, they'll start talking again inside of 3 seconds. And if you know you're going to wait 3 seconds, you'll have plenty of time to think of your question, and you will not interrupt your customer. Very important. Successful professional selling happens when the prospect does most of the talking. Remember, selling is as simple as shut up, listen, sell. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.